Welcome to our special edition of Scoop News Group's AI Week podcast. I'm Wyatt Cash, and we're here at Google Cloud Next in Las Vegas. And joining us here in the public sector booth on the expo floor is...
Hi, Elizabeth Moon. I am Managing Director of our Customer Engineering here at Google Public Sector.
Terrific. Well, Elizabeth, welcome to our special edition of Scoop News Group's AI Week podcast. And I'm Wyatt Cash. We're here at the Google Next Summit and in the public sector booth, and love to hear a little bit about what you kind of thought was perhaps some of the most significant among the many announcements today that public sector customers might be interested in knowing about.
Okay, so many things. It's been a really exciting day here at the Google Cloud Next Conference. Loving our booth. It's been busy since we opened first thing this morning. Really exciting to share. Thomas Kurian's keynote was earlier today. Lots of great announcements that I know our public sector customers are going to love. We'll start with Google Distributed Cloud. We announced our secret and top secret accreditation, which is really exciting. So we're able to bring our Google Distributed Cloud hosted technology. This is our air gap solution for the most sensitive workloads. So that's a big milestone that we're excited about.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. And even more exciting, what our customers are telling us is they are looking to Google for AI. Generative AI is so powerful technology. It's going to enable customers in our space to be able to, you know, analyze huge corpus of information much faster than they've ever been able to do before. And so we also announced some great AI innovations. We're bringing, for example, our Gemma open source model to the GDC platform, which is great. We are also introduced the public preview for Gemini 1.5 Pro, which is really exciting. This is the version of Gemini that has the very long context window, so 1 million tokens, which when you think about that, what does that really mean? It means that you can feed a very large information into the Gemini model so that you can, you know, get more out of that insight. So a couple of books, for example, or lots of reports that you're trying to contextualize together. You can, you know, really leverage Gemini to do that analysis with that longer context window. Also important to our customers is the ability to be responsible in their AI deployments. And so we announced some really exciting enhancements to be able to ground your data. So you can ground data in your enterprise information, including structured databases, for example. So that's really exciting for customers that want to make sure that they are not seeing hallucinations, that they're grounding data in their own enterprise truth, as we're calling it. And so that's a really exciting thing for us. And then the other thing with AI that was announced today, Imagen 2.0, we actually announced the digital watermarking for that service so that when you're creating text to photo, you can actually have this digital watermark that knows that it was created by AI. And that's a feature a lot of our public sector customers are interested in because they want to make sure that they are responsibly deploying their AI solutions. So when you think about some of the customers using AI features, we talked a lot about Wisconsin Department of Unemployment Insurance. They were using our AI services to get through a very large backlog of unemployment claims during the COVID-19 era. So we've really been able to dramatically come in and help them be more effective and faster at processing large amounts of information to make their folks smarter and be able to do their jobs easier. So not removing the humans from the process, we call a human in the loop, but making them a lot more effective with the AI technologies. So that's pretty exciting.
A lot of developments, hard to keep track of all of them. Lastly, how do you feel public sector agencies are making progress in understanding kind of how to use these capabilities? Because I'm sure it's a lot of a learning curve.
Yeah.
They don't all have the staff that they need. Obviously, this will help augment some of the staff, but you have to know how to harness it, right?
Yeah.
How are you approaching your customers to help them get up to speed faster?
It's a great question. And we actually just published a guide for customers, really an executive guide on how to adopt AI safely and securely across the enterprise. And that has a number of tangible steps that customers can use as they're starting out on their journey. Obviously, with the public sector, we have the president's executive order on how to adopt AI and making sure that that governance is there. So our guide is also one of the ways that we can, you know, help customers start with the center of excellence, make sure that they're building the capabilities to be responsible in the deployment, pick some of the early less risky use cases to start with so that they can experiment quickly and start seeing the value of this new technology, and then start to ramp and apply some of those operational processes to make sure that, you know, they've got privacy, they've got the enterprise governance around it, they've got the responsible AI practices that they're leveraging. So we're seeing a lot of success with that. Many of our customers we're working with very closely. We have a rapid innovation team that goes in hand with customers and will actually help to prototype out some of the early use cases. That way they can see that we're helping them, we're right there along side them, and we work with the customers to see some of those great kind of first use cases come to life. As an example, we have some demos here in the public sector booth today. One of them, an example, is for our education and researching community. It allows the customers to take their specific idea for a research project and analyze that alongside the available grants that are out there, hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of grants that are out there, and be able to use AI capabilities to much better match where the grant, a grant that might be applicable for their idea. And then you can actually take that idea forward and create, because generative AI is about generating content as well. Use the AI model to be able to generate a response and an application to a grant. So we have that demo available today. It's just one of the ideas that we're working on to help showcase the art of the possible for some of those common use cases. That enterprise search being grounded in a corpus of information is very common, good use case to start with.
Sounds like not only that, but knowing how much backlog there is to just manage these, you know, complex grant applications or yes. other kinds of documents that must be, you know, handled. This obviously helps accelerate that and helps the public get better service as a result, right?
Absolutely.
Well, terrific.
Yeah.
Well, Elizabeth Moon, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us here at the Google Next Summit and here at the public sector booth.
Thank you so much for having me.
Terrific.